So, thank you everyone for being here. We now have lost.
You can leave it. And we don't have to carry
quorum because one of the members will be leaving. We will need to take on the rest of the recognitions at our next meeting, which we're currently targeting for.
December 18th.
We're currently targeting December 18th. Let's, can we do earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try it.
Chuck.
Well, we can listen to her and not, and we can listen.
No, hold on.
We can listen, right?
They're asking.
We could.
She's asking for.
We could do it quickly.
For them to be able to be present for on.
Okay, I'll stay.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
We can do it quickly.
Right? If Chuck's here, then we still have a quorum, so we can do it quickly. But, yeah.
Anyone else?
No. I have an angry boy.
Thank you, Chuck. Is she circling the block?
No, she's parked.
Sorry, you're not allowed to.
That's what the law is, but
yeah, it's a church of nuclear boxes.
Victoria Nalani Noble, descendants of recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kalia Mahikinimaka, Mahikinimaka, Aelo, Noelo, and Loe. David Leleo Kinimaka, Nanam, Anakiola, Kiolo Kala'au, Kaniu Kinimaka, and William Lumahehe. Samuel Leleo Kinimaka, located at Poyahawa Church, multi-purpose building project, Ahupa'a Honolulu Mokokona, Ainao Ahune Tike Kai Lua Kai Ole Kolulua Ole Kahi Iku. Where's the sheet today? What is the recommendation?
It was same as before, to be consistent with the previous application was submitted for lineal descendancy recognition. We recommended cultural based on the genealogical connection, but not being able to provide information about the certain sets of human skeletal remains.
But she gave
those 10 individuals.
She gave you information that connects us,
yes,
connects her to these people. She's a clear descendant of that.
Totally.
It is the same situation as the last one.
Aye.
Why do you wish, speak very clearly and very concisely to the question, why do you wish to be a part of this body of Malama Ibu Kupuna advocates?
Because I feel a deep responsibility to my kupuna who are, were buried in at Kauai Ha'u Church, and I feel like I need to be there for my ohana and for all of the other families that are in the same situation as I am. And I really feel that the kupuna that were buried there under a certain impression that they would be cared for, and they're not. And I feel like it's my responsibility to make that right, to help.
Any questions from the council members? Questions from the council? Questions or comments from the community?
You're going to have time for our recognition too, since you came back for this one, right? It always seems like there's no quorum whenever my other came forward.
I just wanted to mention that I think we have identified a burial in Plot 26, Hanakiola.
Okay, your family's recognition has how many on this list today? We will not make a ruling on this today then, because you have to go. I don't want to be responsible for affording this recognition. Thank you for speaking to us.
This was not taken out of order.
This crap is just driving me bad.
Well, we can.
No, I mean, we're in order.
This crap is driving me bad.
Let me just. You can't come here next month, is that it?
I live on the island of Hawaii, and it's hard for me to get here. I couldn't be certain that I could. But if I. My family
can be supporting. Okay, but wait. Hold on. Let me redirect this. I understand. Remember we had this conversation a while back. People coming forward who gain recognition should be available to ComEd. Are you saying to us that you wouldn't be able to come to the meetings?
I could come to some meetings, yes.
Okay.
I mean, as many, I think, as other people. You know what? I'll just come to that.
No.
That's what you
mean. No, what I mean is, I get it. Hallelujah.
The HAR doesn't require the applicant to be present. It just requires the council, if the applicant is present and testifies, to then consider their testimony.
I know this. What I'm saying is the council over the years that we have come along, we set a precedent by asking new people. This council has seen so many different people come before it that we couldn't always be sure what people's agendas were. I distinctly remember an individual coming before us and saying that if he got this recognition, then now he's going to go challenge. Now he has the political wherewithal to go challenge an elite land trust. And that told me that he wasn't in it for the Malama Ibikupuna. He was in it to be able to gain political leverage in other areas. So since that time, we set a precedent. There's no administrative rule that requires anybody to be here. But I did it to them, and that's why I know that she's coming after me. So I feel a sense of responsibility because I said it to her mother the last time. I said because I wanted her mom to be present because I was trying to be consistent. I'm going to take accountability as the current chair. I don't want to seem like a piece of shit that I told you that your mom had to come back. But by the same token, I heard you and I felt that, yes, if you wanted to make a request to the council that your family would be able to speak to you, I'd leave it up to the council to give you their opinion. And I heard you that they don't have to be here. They don't have to be here. That's just the precedent that we set. So I'm trying to be consistent over here. That's all. But right now, there's all this kind of action. So, yes.
After listening to everything and being here, I want to be here. I mean, I want to be here for as many meetings as I can because that's how I can support my ohana. And even though I wasn't able to come until now, I was helping Alessa with documents, finding them for her. I was looking up things, you know, historical things that I'm working on about Kauai Ha'o, so
So you're going to come next week?
Yes.
Mahalo.
And you've done some research.
You know, I think...
Yes, I have done some.
I came back because they were going to be the last group on Kauai, but we have other people who have been waiting all day, and I don't think it's fair for us to continue taking care of you when they've been waiting. I got somebody waiting for me. We're going to be kicked out of this room 10 minutes ago, so I think we should just cut it off right
there. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you for staying this long.
Thank you.
And thanks for the reminder.
Next meeting. We're looking at December 18th. Chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved and second, all in favor.
Aye.
No.
Can I take these to read them?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The same situation, I told him.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to call it.